From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. French authorities are searching today for a man who failed to turn up for a flight from Paris to Los Angeles on Christmas Eve. He's one of several passengers whose names on a U.S. terrorism watch list led to the cancellation of 6 Air France flights headed for the United States last month. French authorities initially detained several passengers, but all were released after questioning. NPR's Nick Spicer reports on the search from Paris.
France's justice minister really didn't want to go out on a limb. American news reports suggested the suspect had a French passport, was of Afghan origin, and that he had a small bomb. But on French radio today, Dominique Perben would only say that a search was underway. I can confirm that we're looking for someone, he said, but I can't say any more. What's important is that someone who does not take a plane, for reasons unknown, be checked out. And the French have been doing a lot of checking out of passengers at American request recently. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, 6 Air France flights were cancelled between Paris and Los Angeles after Washington expressed terror fears. But passengers named on the American watch list for those flights were released after questioning. The names on the list led French investigators to a Welsh insurance salesman and an elderly Chinese woman who once ran a restaurant in Paris. A person U.S. officials thought was a Tunisian pilot with Al-Qaeda connections was really only a 5-year-old child. The only remaining suspect is the one French and European officials are now looking for, named Abdouha, according to French judicial sources. Security experts say that searching for terrorists on the basis of people's names can be problematic, especially for Arab names that frequently sound alike. Philip Bohm is the editor-in-chief of Aviation Security International.
The trouble is that there are a lot of false positives there. You could almost ground every flight because you would find a potential match with somebody on a terrorist watch list on almost every flight operating transatlantically at the moment.
In private, some French anti-terror specialists accuse U.S. officials of panicking over the holidays. Some even wonder if the calls to cancel flights are a form of punishment for the diplomatic splits over Iraq. And others point to the lack of a single terror watch list shared by all American agencies. But you won't hear any of that in public from French officials. They are keen to show themselves as 100% with Washington in the fight on terror. France's Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy even visited Charles de Gaulle Airport after the flight cancellations.
Maintenant qu'un grand pays ami demande qu'on renforce les mesures de sécurité et prenne lui-même.
It is better that we have too many security checks than not enough, he said. When a great friendly country asks us to reinforce security measures, nobody can blame it. I think it is rather reassuring to see that we are all working together. There are now air marshals on a certain number of our planes. The American asked us for this, and we felt that it was a reasonable demand. The French government has also said that American F-16s have on occasion accompanied Air France jets over American soil, and that French warplanes sometimes do the same when those same passenger planes leave French airspace. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.